in the limelight. A third of global food production will be at risk by the end of the century if greenhouse gas emissions continue to rise at their current rate, new research has suggested. Many of the world's most important food-growing areas will see temperatures increase and rainfall patterns alter drastically if temperatures rise by about 3.7 degrees Celsius. The forecast increase if greenhouse gas emissions stay high. The article you're about to hear has been written by The Guardian's environment correspondent Fiona Harvey. The piece is titled, Third of Global Food Production at Risk from Climate Crisis. Stay with us for more of Fiona Harvey's article. A third of global food production will be at risk by the end of the century if greenhouse gas emissions continue to rise at their current rate, new research has suggested. Many of the world's most important food-growing areas will see temperatures increase and rainfall patterns alter drastically if temperatures rise by about 3.7 degrees Celsius. The forecast increase if greenhouse gas emissions stay high. Researchers at Aalto University in Finland have calculated that about 95% of current crop production takes place in areas they define as safe climatic space, or conditions where temperature, rainfall, and aridity fall within certain bounds. If temperature were to rise by 3.7 degrees Celsius or thereabouts by the century's end, that safe area would shrink drastically, mostly affecting South and Southeastern Asia and Africa's Sudano-Sahelian zone, according to a paper published in the journal One Earth on Friday. However, if greenhouse gas emissions are reduced and the world meets the goals of the Paris Agreement in limiting temperature rises to 1.5 degrees Celsius or 2 degrees C above pre-industrial levels, then only about 5% to 8% of the global food production would be at risk. Matti Kummu, an associate professor of global food and water at Aalto University in Finland and the lead author of the paper, says, a third of global food production will be at risk. We should be worried as the climate safe space is quite narrow. But there are measures we can take in reducing greenhouse gas emissions, and we should empower people and societies in the danger zones to reduce the impact and increase their resilience and adaptive capacity. Although rising temperatures could increase food production in some areas that are currently less productive, such as the Nordic regions, that would not be anywhere near enough to offset the loss of important food-producing regions in the south, said Kummu. There will be winners as well as losers, but the wins will be outweighed by the losses, and there is just not enough space for food production to move. We are already at the limits, he said. Livestock farming would be affected as well as the risk to crop production, he said, and many areas were likely to suffer large increases in water scarcity. The researchers examined the impact of climate changes on 27 of the most important food crops and 7 types of livestock. By the end of this century, in a high-emission scenario, there could be as much as 1.5 million square miles or 4 million square kilometers of new desert around the world, the researchers found. Under 1.5 degrees Celsius to 2 degrees Celsius of warming, the boreal forests of Northern America, Russia, and Europe would shrink from their current 7 million square miles to about 6 million square miles by 2100. In a high-emission scenario, only 3 million square miles would remain, according to the researchers. The paper adds to previous research that has found that global heating is already having an impact on agricultural productivity. Earlier research has shown that the climate crisis is already eating into the output of the world's agricultural systems, with productivity much lower than it would have been if humans hadn't rapidly heated the planet, new research has found. Advances in technology, fertilizer use, and global trade have allowed food production to keep pace with a booming global population since the 1960s, albeit with gross inequities that still leave millions of people suffering from malnutrition. But rising temperatures in this time have acted as a handbrake to farming productivity of crops and livestock, according to the new research published in Nature Climate Change. Productivity has actually slumped by 21% since 1961, compared to if the world hadn't been subjected to human-induced heating. With the global population set to rise to more than 9 billion by 2050, the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization, FAO, has estimated that food production will have to increase by about 70%, with annual crop production increasing by almost 1 billion tons and meat production soaring by more than 200 million tons a year by this point. Meanwhile, global temperatures are rising at a rate that scientists warn is extremely dangerous for human civilization. The impact already is larger than I thought it would be, said Ariel Ortiz-Bobia, an economist at Cornell University who led the research. Ariel Ortiz-Bobia says, "It was a big surprise to me. The worry I have is that research and development in agriculture takes decades to translate into higher productivity. The projected temperature increase is so fast, I don't know if we're going to keep pace with that." The research measured productivity by inputs, such as labor, fertilizer, and equipment, and the output in food they produce, using a model to determine how climate change has influenced this relationship. While farming has generally become far more efficient in recent decades, it is increasingly menaced by heat waves and that exhaust farm workers and wither certain crops. Extreme weather events and drought can also affect the output of a farm, particularly smaller farm operations in poorer countries. In 2019, scientists who analyzed the top 10 global crops that provide the majority of our food calories found that climate change is reducing the worldwide production of staple crops such as rice and wheat. Again, less affluent countries are suffering worst from this situation.